News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning.
Good
Guess where
morning.
We are. We're in a
My
warm.
Mic on?
We're in a warm place.
My mic on?
Oh yeah, you're
there
good.
There I am. Okay.
By the way, just to let you know, it's an unusual radio show today, and I see you're fixing the microphone with a made-up screwdriver.
Yeah, it's going to turn on me, so I'm trying to tighten.
That's kind of how things have gone the last couple of weeks here. The radio show being what it is, we're going to do things. It's July 10th. Should we tell people that? And
you think so?
Talking about all kinds of interesting things today. Basically, Frontera Land Alliance, and we've had to shorten the show. It's going to be 2 hours. For them, we're going to pick up the second hour of Chris Orwell, who was explaining the billionaire space race when that program, pre-recorded back then 2 weeks ago, didn't make it to air second hour. So
this
Tomorrow morning is when it hits the fans, so that's what we got going on here. So where else can they find us besides 690 AM?
Well, they can also go to the internet where they can listen to us. They can listen to KTSMradio.com locally, or you can also listen to us anywhere in the country or the world where you can get an internet service by going to KTSM.com and click on the iHeartRadio link.
KTSMradio.com is a good place to go. Also,
Oh, I was going to say, also, the history moment this week is going to be the Halley's Comet.
Oh, we got to disclaim the second hour completely because it's from 2 weeks ago. All the things that are announced in there, don't do them.
Yeah.
We'll cover it in the first hour here. Anyway, we got to do an interesting show here about the Casner Range, because that got to be something very interesting and specific that we need to help promote. And so we're going to talk with staff and board members of the Frontera Land Alliance to update the Casner Range story and revisit that history. So our studio guests today start with Tina Crosby. Good morning. We got, yell into that thing real good.
Good morning.
There you are. And you were actually the president of this organization, Frontera.
Yes.
So you're the new kid in the group, so we're going to defer to you some. But Scott Cutler Moore. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jackson.
You're here.
Good morning, Melissa. Yes, I am. I'm ready to go.
And you're now a board member. You had been president.
Yes,
And hiding in the corner over there is Mary Flor Garcia Gamboa.
Good morning.
Welcome here. You've been here before. Now, you're a staff member.
Yes.
Okay, what do you do there?
I'm the Education and Volunteer Program Manager.
So are you busy? Like, that's a full-time job for you?
Yes.
Fair enough. Grab the mic and move it where you need to. How's the control room going in there? You guys okay? We got a full control room. That's going to be fun to talk about. Anyway, the second hour we told you that Chris Orwell is going to be on from a couple of weeks ago, and it's the morning. Tomorrow morning is the race beginning with the billionaires. He explains it in interesting detail, which is why we did this. Didn't air right the first time. Hey, whatever. So, Scott, you're the historian guy in the crowd here. You were actually a curator of a museum.
I was. I was a curator of the Centennial Museum at UTEP.
Did you learn anything?
I learned a lot. It was a great place to work, great organization, and met a lot of really interesting people over the years that I was there, putting up exhibits and talking to artists and photographers. Scientists that would come in and help us do shows, and it really helped me learn a lot about our natural world here too. Franklin Mountains and Casner Range and all
that. How did Casner get on your radar? When was the first time you figured out this was a good idea?
Well, I don't know. I got started with the Franklin Mountains Wilderness Coalition, and they were the successor of the Wilderness Coalition that got the state park organized, and as part of that park legislation, the state had initially said they wanted to include Casner Range if it ever was cleared.
Well, and talk about cleared. What does that mean?
Well, have all of the unexploded ordnance removed from it, because Casner Range had, for its existence as a firing range, been used by soldiers to practice firing mortar rounds and anti-aircraft guns and things like that. So there was a lot of munitions that didn't explode when they were supposed to, that are still out there on the range. And so that had made it difficult for the Parks and Wildlife Department to want to accept the responsibility of having that land in their inventory if there was all of that UXO.
Exactly. And if you go from Hondo Pass north up 54, you get to where the housing begins again, and there's all that clear space in the middle.
North Hills.
That's Kasner Range.
Correct, yeah.
All the way up to the top of the mountain, right?
It goes almost to the top of North Franklin Peak. So the easternmost part is Highway 54, and that's actually what's left of Kasner Range. There was an extension of it or more of it that was on the east side.
But they cleared that.
That was cleared and was given to the city, and it was developed into Kasner Heights, Trans Mountain Campus, Cohen Stadium, and other things like that.
I understand when they actually cleared it completely, they had to dig down 2 feet, find anything and everything, and put new dirt back on that.
That's what apparently
is... Where the Walmart is.
Exactly. Walmart, Lowe's, that's all part of that stuff. And that's part of the reason that we've tried to keep the western part of Kasner Range from being developed, because my understanding is that to clear it for passive recreation use, you only need to go along the surface, have people with, let's say, a metal detector or just visually scan the land and find anything that's on the surface. Whereas if somebody's going to develop it, then they have to go down 2 or 4 feet
to
make sure that there's nothing buried, so when people are laying foundations, they don't run into something. So we were fortunate in the sense that I guess all of the community has been able to prevent any further development from occurring on that land and leaving it in essentially its natural state.
Well, you know, there was a recent mayor not long ago who wanted to take I just need about a quarter mile strip over there on that other side. And that's the beginning. And there it's federal land.
Yes.
So what happened was the Border Patrol said they need a space. They got that corner by Hondo Pass.
Right.
And so to stop all that, turn it into a state park. But we're not there yet.
No.
Okay.
The issue of the munitions, the unexploded munitions, is still an issue. And there are ways to work in collaboration with lots of different partners to be able to make it work as a protected area that people could eventually have access to. But even if it's designated as a national monument, it will still take some time for it to be made safe enough for people to access the roads and trails.
That's the plan. All right, let me ask Mary Flora, what is going on? Just grab that mic and put it where you need it, so to speak. There you go. What is going on officially to turn Kasner Range into a permanent part of the park? There's an event. There's things going on.
Yes. So we're trying to get as many signatures as we can to show that our community is in support of making it a national monument.
Keep going.
And, you know, so we're trying to spread the word out so people in our community know what's going on with our effort to make Kasner Range a national monument, trying to get as many signatures as we can.
What's the address? It's a website, right?
Yes, you can go to kasnerforever.org, and it should take you right to it. Or you can just go to Kasner Range National Monument on Google, and it'll pop up, and you can sign online. It doesn't have to be a physical letter.
How's it gone so far? Because I've signed up, and I've encouraged all my friends to.
Yes, this year, I think we've got a little bit over 1,000 signed letters.
A little bit more than that. What's the 1,800?
I think we're about 1,500 to 2,000, somewhere in that range.
Well, you need 20,000, don't you?
But you need to remember that when we started this effort 4 or 5 years ago, we also acquired over 35,000 signatures. So those are still valid, and we're just adding to that
to reinforce. Wow.
Yeah, those have already been submitted to the federal government to show the local support. But because there was that time lag between 2016 and 2021, mm-hmm. we wanted to reinforce that the support is still here.
Yeah. That's cool. That's good news. How's the city been with you on this? I mean, you...
Well, the city's been very supportive. They've signed a resolution saying that they are fully behind it. The county has also done that. So the local support from The city government and county government has been very strong. Same with the state. We're having good support from our state representatives as well.
Yeah, good. So, I'm glad to hear that.
Why should you do this? Why should people get behind this?
Oh, gosh, there's multitude of reasons. Well, for one thing, it's a beautiful spot. It's one of the largest bajadas or erosional gullies, essentially, that you could say, that comes off of the Franklin Mountains. It has the poppies to it, the bloom. And
that's mainly what they got. The poppies are mainly there.
That's where there's the largest concentration of them. And last year we had a spectacular example of the poppies blooming at their best.
Not 2021.
No.
2020.
2020. And, you know, it varies from year to year.
One of the bright spots of 2020.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It certainly was.
Everybody here had that feeling. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But there are a lot of other reasons as well. This was a firing range. The military had a very strong presence there for 60 years. So it's a way to honor our soldiers, our fighting forces that trained there and, you know, learned their craft to be able to protect this country. But there's also the natural beauty of it, the environmental benefits of having it, all of that native vegetation and the natural arroyos help slow down the flow of water and help it sink into the ground to replenish our aquifers and at the same time reduce flooding problems. With climate change now, having the natural vegetation there rather than blacktop and concrete helps cool the air around in our city and, you know, the wildlife and all of that. Plus, people, especially as El Paso grows, people are going to need places to get outside and disconnect from our cell phones and our computers and things like that. Castner Range is an excellent place to do that. And even though we've got the state park, which has excellent trails on it, much of the state park is very steep, and it can be very challenging. Castner Range, the lower parts, elevation parts of it, are relatively flat, yeah. So it's accessible by everybody. Wheelchair accessible, the whole bit. And, of course, at the Archaeology Museum, they already have some trails there.
Well, they cleared 17 acres
exactly
for those two museums, right. And they did that very diligently so we don't blow up, right?
Yeah. Oh,
right.
I hope so. Well, tiptoe through the poppies.
So far, nobody out there has blown up on it. Well, you know, when they had a fire in 1995, they counted like 45 different explosions. Yeah. Guys stayed there all night with hoses as best they could, and they heard things going off all night long.
Yeah.
So the ordinance was burning.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Mary Flora, you had an idea.
Yes. So another reason why, you know, this area should be protected, I think Castner Range has been part of our culture here in our community. Every time I go visit, I always run into people that are taking like professional pictures there. The backdrop is so beautiful.
People
go there and take their wedding pictures, their pregnancy photos, quinceañera pictures out there. So I think it's become a part of our culture here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tina, I want to ask you, why'd you do this? Because you're new to this, because you don't know all the details of this organization, yet you're the president of it. Why do you do this? Because, I mean, you showed up and they took to you right away, obviously.
Yes, I did it to learn more. It's a great learning opportunity to learn more about El Paso and open spaces, to get involved in the community. So it's a great opportunity.
And what do you think you're going to accomplish by this? I mean, at some point you're going to make a difference. Is that it?
Exactly. That's what we all want to do. Our big thing right now is Castner Range, but we did just get two easements in place, Knapp Land and Lost Dog, so we're working hard on that.
And that's spelled K-N-A-P-P,
uh-huh.
L-A-N-D. I mean, explain that just briefly. It's a piece of the Franklins that could have been developed, right?
Yes.
And the point is the Frontera's got a hold of it, and it won't be. And Melissa, have you ever been up the Lost Dog Trail?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I found the
way
lost
before,
dog.
Way before there was a lot of, you know.
There was a lost dog there. I mean, I just saw him. No, anyway.
And the city voted. They didn't want it to be developed.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. Okay, we need to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. We got a house full of people. There's actually seven of us in here today with the air conditioning out.
Keeping busy.
Can you imagine how many fans did I bring in? I think four.
Yeah, four.
And there's one down.
Well, I got five now.
Five. There's another one here, six.
Got one that's not running. So.
And the people in the control. Adrian, you doing okay? Thank you for doing what
yes,
you're doing.
Thank
and
you.
Sarah is doing the Facebook and the phone. Are we on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on.
Son
we're
of a gun.
I forgot to tell you, we're running live.
And we have a phone call coming in, but we'll take that after the break, perhaps, because we're going to take a break. What do you see on Facebook? People talking to you?
First of all, I want to mention a couple that were on last week, Bill and Gene Helms in Indiana. So I wanted to make sure that I give them a shout-out there, because they're listening to us on iHeart or either on Facebook. Gogi Sanchez is up and running around this morning. Victor Lusano, he's in calling for all the way from Anthony, New Mexico. We have... Yeah, you like that? We have, where is Lehman? Ron, yes. He's Ron Lehman from Tucson. So we got a few people listening in. Linda Hart, Barbara Estrada, good morning. So very interesting.
We will tell people further after the break how we're going to deal with this second hour, because second hour is going to be weird.
Well, the first hour. We're going to be gone.
Yeah, no, who knows? We'll just walk out again. You never can tell. All right, taking a break here. Call us. We do have a call coming in. What is that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-426-9561. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-426-9561. That's 800-426-9561. Again, 800-426-9561.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, y'all. Got a reminder about today is a pre-recorded second hour. It's an explanation from 2 weeks ago about the billionaire space race. So we thought that was important to bring that since it didn't quite air in its entirety. And that's going to start today, 11 a.m. to noon. And be careful listening to that because we're going to put pre-recorded in front of every segment. But it is stuff that happened 2 weeks ago. I apologize in advance. But it was Chris Orwall from the New Mexico Museum of Space History. And he has such a great explanation of the billionaires going and racing and spacing and all that kind of stuff. And it's tomorrow morning. They launch the first dude tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the dates and events of next hour will be from 2 weeks ago. Just get confused and don't yell at anybody. Anyway, July 17th, the County Historical Commission is in on radio here next week. They're going to host a webinar talk with this topic, 24 Reasons Historic Preservation is Good for Your Community. We could probably get 30 if we needed to, but there are lessons learned from across a 10-citywide study on the economic, social, and environmental impact of historic preservation. All that is in the title of the webinar, believe it or not. So we'll hear about that project. July 24th, special collections people, Claudia Rivers, Abby Weiser coming in. How do you take care of your own archives? How do you do that? So we'll find that out. And July 31st, Cito Negron's coming in.
Cito.
He's going to talk about the history of Interstate 10 through El Paso and how TxDOT has a plan to put a park at downtown street level over I-10. TxDOT has a plan.
I know
well,
they
guess
have a
what?
Plan.
Cito has an opinion.
We all have one, yes.
What do you got?
I have Pepe's. They are closed right now. They're on vacation. They will return this Tuesday, July 13th. So get back over there. They're located at 6761 Donovan Drive in Canyon 2. But like I said, they won't be back till Tuesday. Need a good company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management. On their website, either at m1ep.com or call them at 915-592-4549. Looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area, and so you need to give him a call at 915-588-1850. And we have one more phone number we got to share, and that's one of our newest sponsors, State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number.
Absolutely.
Yes, 915-581-0000. Call him for all your insurance needs.
Oh, I meant to ask him this week how he got that phone number. I'm sure he had to beat up somebody or pay them. I don't know how you get phone numbers like that anymore. Anyway, we've got Alan on the line. Alan, hang on a second. We got to hear one thing from Tina. Tina, you have got a photo contest of some kind coming up. What's that?
Yes, it will be our first ever, but we are going to be having a photo contest. It's starting April 1st, and it's going to run through October 1st. We'd like pictures, and you're going to be able to post them on our website. And first prize, we're going to have that picture be used on our holiday card for Frontera Land Alliance.
Neat.
So you get a credit for doing that? That's neat.
Yes.
And so how do they send you a picture?
Well, there's going to be more information on our website, Frontera. Landalliance.org.
Okay.
So more to come, but yes, starting.
All right. And then we got more announcements coming in a minute. Let's talk to Alan. Alan, you're on the radio. What's up?
Alan?
Alan, what happened to Alan? Is the board ready to go? Alan, we got you on, we think. I'll put you back on hold. Maybe the control room can find you and go from there. In the meantime, we do have a lot going on at Frontera. Did I do something wrong in there? You got him? He's gone? Bye, Alan. Call back.
Sorry, Alan.
544-5876 if you need to. Mary Flora, you had another event coming up in July.
Yes. We're going to be participating in the Latino Conservation Week, which runs from July 17th through July 25th. And Latino Conservation Week was actually created by the Hispanic Access Foundation. So this is a national event. And it's to support the Latino community getting into the outdoors and participating in activities to protect our natural resources. So some of our events, on the 18th of July, we're going to have a geology hike with Dr. Rip Langford at Napland in the Northeast. And as you said before, Napland is right next to Kastner Range. On the 22nd, we're going to do a bilingual walk at the Rio Bosque Wetlands Park. And this is going to be a sunset walk at 6:30. On the 23rd, we're going to have a lichen hike at Hueco Tanks.
You better like it. Don't go there. Okay.
And for this one, you would have to RSVP to the park, and you do have to pay for the entrance fee. But this one fills up fast. We only have a limit for 10 people. And then a volunteering event at the Growing with Sarah Farm, which I know they were here a couple of weeks ago, right, doing an interview on their Bodega Loya.
Oh, yeah. No, we got them scheduled coming up on this show. They were on the talk show Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and we're going to be having a volunteering event at their farm on the 24th. So if anyone is interested in any of those events, they can contact me through my email at mariflor@fronteralandalliance.org or just look us up on Facebook. All our events will be on there.
And it's MARYFLOR.
Yes, correct.
And I send an attention when I say that. Fair enough. Yeah. Who do we have on now? We got Alan back there. Hey, Alan, what happened to you? There you are. We lost you somewhere.
Well, you guys cut me off. I didn't cut you off.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Alan, I run the phones for Andrew Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock. The phones are not normal, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, they have the tendency to go off on their own.
We got you now. What's up?
The first thing I was going to say, y'all can bless the United States Army Ordnance Corps for that area.
Oh, yes. So,
right.
Oh, yeah.
And going from there, where the Border Patrol Station is in El Paso on Hondo Pass, back in 2003, my team, we found two 105 howitzer rounds had been in a fire, melted explosive material, and melted out to the fuse well.
Oh, so you went walking that land looking for stuff?
Oh, man, yeah. I've been all the way from there, not up on the mountain so much, but all on the flat land, all the way up to North Hills. And about 100 meters south of that, you know, that stone wall that runs east and west up to a little mesa that's got a tank sitting on top
yeah,
of
I've
it?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've been
I
up
mean,
there.
A, like a fuel tank or a water
yeah.
tank.
Yeah.
About 100 meters south, 100, 150 meters south of the wall.
So you walked the ordnance, and you were picking up ordnance, and you were doing this officially for the Army?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a contract job, yeah.
Right. But
I want to know if he tapped his toe on the ground to do this.
UXO company. And then I did EOD stuff in the Army when I was active.
An expert. Oh, boy. And I'm going to ask you, do you have all your toes?
I got all my fingers,
okay,
toes.
Okay, even better.
And et cetera and et cetera. I'm still here.
Well, so, explain if you would, Alan, how big a deal is it if one of those goes off in your proximity?
Depends how close you're to it and what it is.
3 feet away.
3 feet away, if it's 120 miles around, maybe they'll find something. A hole in the ground about it.
That's what I thought. So be very careful and respectful. Don't walk off the trails anywhere.
Well, that's true. The small stuff, a lot of times, is more dangerous than the big stuff. More sensitive.
Oh, my.
But anyway, there's a lot of stuff there, and periodically the Corps of Engineers contracts out to contractors to go and clear areas, particularly after a lot of high winds and rain, like this rain we had. They'll probably find stuff up there, come out down the washout through the gully, on the flats and everything. And even in the areas like east of there, down where over 54, now and then they still find stuff out here in the desert area stuff, even, you know, where they're going to be, like, where the community college is and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And those open it now and then, when they start working in it, they may find ordnance in there. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I got to thank you for your report. I've never had anybody I know that officially went out there and did that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, I did that, and I've done Donnana and McGregor ranges and stuff, too. But I was not here when I was active duty, but I was active duty. I did all sorts of ranges and everything.
Fair enough. Well, thank you.
Overseas in the U.S.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
But anyway, that's it. Just be glad that nobody gets hurt and stay on the trails. Like up there at the National Museum and the Border Patrol Museum, those trails they got up there.
Archaeology,
stay on the marked trails. Don't get off. Not only the rattlesnakes that bite you, the other things that bite you, too.
You were just dying to say that. I know you were. Well, thanks for the call, dude. You take care.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Oh, we got to go. Anybody else on Facebook looking at us with questions?
No, just everybody's just complimenting the program. They're learning a lot today, so that's a good job.
And we're going to have Frontera Land Alliance back in here in September to talk more about their other programs. Today's a focus mainly on Casner Range, because Casner is one of the most important things we could get in the way of land mass. Mary Flora, when we come back, I'm going to ask you about that. You have other land masses around. How important is this one? We can talk about that. We'll take other calls, won't we?
Yeah, we can
take
another call.
Throw that phone number out there.
Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call. 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.?
On El Paso's doorstep, New Mexico businesses and growers are prepping for the legal pot sales to begin in just a few months.
New state filings suggest Amazon may not be done with its investment in El Paso and has plans for a second distribution center.
From El Paso to Vegas and Broadway, El Paso and James Harkness is living his dreams on stage.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
This weekend is set to become historic for space travel. Virgin Galactic plans to have its first fully crewed space flight this Sunday. That's tomorrow morning. The launch site is not too far away from the borderland. The spacecraft lifts off from the Truth or Consequences area about 60 miles north of Las Cruces.
If everything goes as planned, it will be the first time a billionaire goes to space. ABC 7 Extra will have some experts to talk to us about this historic flight on ABC 7 Extra Sunday edition at 10:35 p.m.
Also, I think they're the only station on the air tomorrow morning. K carrying it live. They have a new show. It'll be within their new show.
Did you see almost all the hotels in Las Cruces are filled?
It should be.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for Las Cruces.
This is what they're going to get more and more.
I know. But I'm just saying this is great for them because it's last year with the pandemic and everything.
Did you hear the numbers that they put in the way of money to make that darn thing happen? Millions of dollars. Tax dollars that they put into that darn thing. Anyway, I hope that works well because it's a big deal and the whole world is watching.
As it goes up and comes down, yes.
And second hour today, reminder, second hour is a recorded program from 2 weeks ago, so do not do anything on the here's today what's going on. But listen to Orwal. He's the guy from Alamogordo, who is basically one of the experts in space stuff.
Yeah.
So he explains the billionaires and who's doing what. We already voted, I did, that the billionaire who won was Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these other guys are putting up spacecraft and flying around.
Yeah, he's
almost into orbit. He's throwing stuff to Mars.
That's right. He's got his Freightliner. He's headed up to.
He wins. Anyway, all right. Scott Cutler, we got the whole crowd in here from Frontera. Let me read my list here carefully here. We've got Tina Crosby, president, Mary Flor Garcia Gamboa, education and volunteer program manager, and board member Scott Cutler, who used to be president.
That's right.
And you know so much stuff about this. Give us some more history of Kassner, because I think a lot of people don't quite get it. Where is it exactly? I said once earlier, but.
Yeah, well, Kassner is in the northeast of El Paso, and if you drive on Trans Mountain Road going east, the whole eastern part of Trans Mountain Road goes through Kassner Range. It divides it north and south. The southern border is Hondo Pass. The northern one is border is the North Hills Development. Western border is Franklin Mountain State Park, and the eastern border is Highway 54.
Is that basically the ridge on top is a dividing line or
it's
no?
It's probably about a half a mile in from the ridge.
Down from the ridge.
Down from the
Got
ridge,
it, okay.
Yeah, east of the ridge. But Kassner Range was started by the military in 1926. They started purchasing property from ranchers and other property owners in that area. And so from 26 to like 1940, they acquired most all of the property that became Kassner Range, which was actually over 8,000 acres. And there was a lot of the training that went on for the World War II there, and then also some with Vietnam. Even though the range was closed, they did open up the Vietnam Village there to train soldiers just briefly on how to what to expect when they went to.
Do you remember what that looked like when there were these cables running from the archaeology museum area up into the hills? They finally took them all out. But they were the cables where they push a button and the thing would pop up and these guys shoot at it.
There was a mechanized kind of a railway system that they had set up, and this was actually back in the 40s, where they'd have a track with a little train on it that would pull along, and they'd have like a Conestoga wagon cover over it. It'd be pulled along, and then the soldiers would try shooting it as it's moving along. So that was their target practice for anti-aircraft and I guess probably for other types of moving targets.
Melissa, there's one thing that we should note for the public. They're doing it again up on the Oregon Mountains.
Ah.
Up against the Oregon Mountains as part of the White Sands Missile Range area. U.S. Army's firing up there again. Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard. It makes sense to me as they're having to move more farther north away from as population grows.
So the next generation or two gets to deal with that, I suppose.
More than likely,
So the
range was very actively used up until 1966, and then after that time it just lay fallow, unused, and people in El Paso had been wanting to preserve the Franklin Mountains for decades. And finally, in about 1978, there was a huge effort to try and get the mountains protected. Kassner Range was included in that plan to try and protect it because it has all of this archaeological spaces on it.
There's features everywhere,
There are springs, natural springs that occur there that have been used from prehistoric times up until the present and are still flowing up there. There's actually there was a state record Arizona white oak tree that was there, the largest white oak.
I remember that one, yeah.
Well, no, it's still there. Oh, I don't know if it's still the record because it has lost some limbs and things. And the way they measure it, it depends on the canopy size and all of that. But
wow.
it still is a substantial tree.
I want to get Sarah to put up some pictures. We've got poppies. We've got hawks. We've got tarantulas, monarch butterflies. And what the heck is that? There's a centipede.
We've got a picture up right now. Or well, it's delayed, but it's on Trans Mountain going through that area. So
yeah, I mean,
there's the poppies.
Like the poppies are gorgeous, as you said. And this year, there was a total of like zero. 2021 had nada. Yeah. You go out there, Mary Flora?
Yeah, and you really had to keep an eye out because there was like these really tiny poppies, but maybe like four I saw. That's it.
I took a pack of seeds and planted them in the arroyo behind my house. Two of them came up.
Yeah,
I was thrilled.
Yeah, and we were late this year with the rain. I mean, if we'd had this rain here that we had this last few weeks, a few months back.
Well, do you remember a year ago, March 2020? There was like 3 weeks of just pure steady drizzle every day, every day, every day. Poppies like that.
They do have specific needs, and if they aren't met, then they don't bloom.
You don't know what they are.
Not specifically.
What month?
I don't know that there's a specific time that it has to happen, but there probably has to be a certain amount of rain that occurs in the spring. I've also heard that it helps if there's good snow in the winter.
Okay, here's what we need to do. The guys at the Archaeology Museum and Border Patrol Museum, they got water hoses. I want them to go, and the fire trucks can go up there and dump their excess water sometimes. I want somebody to create a plan and figure out what it takes to get the poppies there. If nothing else, you get them around the museum.
Well, there's maybe a study for somebody at UTEP or...
No, I've been told by so many environmentalists, shut up and don't do that. But whatever.
Well, if they're going to do it right around the museum, that's a...
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
So, we already messed that land up pretty good anyway. Taking a break here. Frontera Land Alliance is in the house. We're going to talk a little bit more about Casna Range in a minute. You got some more reports on the Facebook crowd?
Well, I kind of like the one that Rod Link has said, and he's out at Shakespeare Ghost Town right now because they go out there and help run that and do tours and have the gunfighting shows out there. And he was saying that when he bought his home in Casner Heights, they had to sign a quitclaim deed when they bought it, so they wouldn't get, in case the house blew up, the government wouldn't have gotten sued. And then also you had, he still finds shells and bullet casings in his yard.
Be careful empty out shells, there, yeah. Wandering around northeast El Paso. All right, we will take a call if we need to. Otherwise, we're going to take a break and come back in a minute. Should we do that?
Yes, we will.
See you after this.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Cost of Buick GMC is the home of $77 down on any used car, truck, or SUV in stock.
$77?
Yes, $77 down, and Cost of Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used luxury sports economy and over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. You can even buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance.
Every vehicle comes with a 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty.
What a great truck. Use 2020 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4 Crew Cab. $47,699, too, to choose from. Cost of Buick GMC is the home of $77 down on any used car, truck, or SUV in stock.
Cost of Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. Or visit mad.org.
Newt Gingrich here, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Newt's World. Most people know me as the former Speaker of the House, but I'm also a historian with a wide range of interests. I enjoy talking with experts in their field and the most interesting people. across a variety of subjects. I release 4 episodes of Newt's World every week with an effort to excite the imagination of our audience, and hopefully you'll learn something new each time you listen. Listen and subscribe for free to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You want to celebrate the mountains? You could do it at night tonight. You got Jim Tauber going out there checking stuff out at 7:30 p.m. The thing is called Who is Running Around the Desert at Night? Well, one of them will be Jim Tauber, but if you want to go with him and see what else happens, Dr. Paul Heider will show you what's going on in the desert, the organisms, and they just hate the daytime, so they come out at night, and that's what they're doing. A field trip, easy walking, wear good shoes. Call him up if you want to deal with that. July 14th, the War is Walking Tour with Tom Lee Institute. Get a hold of Jim. It's 525-7364, 915-525-7364, and ask for Diego.
And another great sponsor, we like to support our sponsor, local sponsors, of course, is Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino, and they're open today and every day now except Sundays, and you can call them to get directions over. They're off of Pelicano and Lee Trevino, but give them a call at 915-440-2140.
Keystone, what happened to Keystone?
Oh, yeah. No, Keystone's great. We have the El Paso Youth Opera performing out at the amphitheater in Keystone Heritage Park, which is located at 4200 Donovan Drive, and Keystone and the youth group is inviting everyone to come out for a free performance of the play Godspell. They are doing a fantastic job. These kids have got beautiful voices, and they're great actors. And that's today, July 10th, and tomorrow, Sunday, July 11th, at 6:30 p.m. both nights. And it's just really it's great to see these kids. To support the youth in music is a great thing to do, and that's why Keystone was built, for having programs like that.
Well, Keystone is a cool place. I mean, it's archaeology is why it became something at all.
Exactly.
But now that it's got this botanical garden, was it Rotarians did that? Or
Rotarians,
Junior League.
Junior League and the Rotarians. The Rotarians did one side, Junior League did the other, and then the Keystone Volunteers. So it's been a great community program.
Well, you
overall
have room for activities and stuff now.
Yeah.
Like
we've opened up full. We're 100% for weddings, parties, you name it. That's how we support the garden. We don't get any funding from the city. So come on out, see us, visit us, and make your donation of $2 for adults and $1 for children. It's easy.
We got this crowd in here from Frontera. Can't get that out there. You got Tina Crosby, president, Mary Flor Garcia Gamboa, education volunteer program manager, and board member Scott Cutler, who is the resident historian. Or somebody, it's got to be you. Let's talk for a minute, Mary Flor. Well, no, you guys have a lot of history. That's why we do this. Mary Flor, let's talk about butterflies and, you installed a burrowing owl nest? I've got a picture of you doing that somewhere in the past of Frontera. You've done that. Okay, just say yes. And then another one is seed collection in Wrestler Canyon. What was that all about?
Yes, so we like to take out kids out into Wrestler Canyon and have them help us collect seeds there. So we'll walk around the trail, we'll collect seeds from the creosote bush, the desert willows, and once we collect them, we'll have another event, and we'll go out and spread the seeds.
Oh, and plant some more.
Yes.
How about mesquite? How hard is it to grow mesquite?
Mesquite, to take out the seeds, you have to, break open the seed pod, and then you can plant them. But, you know, the animals at Wrestler kind of do that for us. They eat mesquite.
Oh.
A lot of desert animals will eat mesquite, and they poop it out, and there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of trees.
A lot of different activities. Last thought from each one of you. What are your thoughts on this whole show and the idea of doing promotion? We're about to run out of time here. the promotion of Casner Range specifically?
I think this is great, a great way to reach more people. And, you know, if you are able to talk to someone else, if you're listening to us right now and you know that your family doesn't know about Casner, tell them and just, you know, share the word.
Scott, your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to sort of mirror what Mariflor said, but also spread the word to your friends and have them get involved with the signing of the letter to get Casner Range protected. Go out to the archaeology museum and walk around. Get a chance to experience some of it, especially if you haven't been there before. There's just so much to see there, and it's a great opportunity for the community to really show its support for this very important preservation effort.
That's another thing that El Paso has unique. We, the only crowd I ever heard of, has an archaeology museum separate from a downtown museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fabulous place. All right, Tina, what's your last thoughts on the day here?
Again, just supporting Casner Range. We are encouraging everyone, please go out, sign the letter, show your support. Several places to do it. You can even visit our website, FronteraLandAlliance.org. There's a link there that will take you to the letter. So please.
Thank you all for coming in. We'll get you back in September to do this again. Melissa, you about done?
I'm about done. I'm going to Riviera's for lunch today.
Yes.
After the show. It's about 11:30 or so.
Give or take. Riviera.
Give or take, yes.
And we'll be back at Pepe's starting Tuesday. And next week for sure on Saturday. I want to thank the control room crowd in there. We got Sarah and Adri. Thank you both. Adri is Acosta. She's part of iHeartMedia. Sarah is just a good friend and a serious player.
A great
and your
support.
Husband, Andrew, very kindly helped us get on the air today. Thanks to him. He's off in CPAC land. We'll see him on Monday. I talked to him earlier. He's got all kinds of recordings he's doing. And they got Donald Trump down there tomorrow. So who knows how that's going to hit the fan. In the meantime, next hour will be a pre-recorded show from 2 weeks ago, Chris Orwall with the New Mexico Space Museum explaining the billionaire race into space, which starts tomorrow. And Melissa, I don't think you can see it from El Paso. You better see it on TV.
Yes, that'd be the best day to do it.
But you said the hotels in Las Cruces are
They're
full.
All booked up, yeah. And it's outside of the TUC area. It's kind of, it's 60 miles east of Las Cruces.
It's at the beginning of the Jornada del Muerto,
yeah.
And nobody wants to claim that. So it's either Las Cruces or it's Truth or Consequences. You never can tell.
PR. It's not going to be the same as like watching an Elon Musk, though. Bezos when they go up.
Those guys light the fuse and you can see it.
Yeah, you can watch it.
These guys take off in an airplane and dump it in the sky. All right, everybody, be back here next week. Thank you for your patience with the second hour. I think you'd get a kick out of Orwell of what he said. So thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you all. Jackson.
Take care. Easy. See you next week.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915